The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Irish Racing Preview. We're back in Punchestown on Thursday and it's a great card to look forward to. We have three Grade 3s on the card, plenty of competitive racing over the jumps this afternoon. My name is Mark Walton and joining me on the line to look into the action is Andy Holding. How are you, Andy?
Good morning, Mark.
Are you well, sir?
Yeah, I'm good, yeah. Better start than half of you lot at William Hill Towers.
Yeah. There's the dreaded cold going round and it's all Gary Capewell's fault.
Yep, he's the one who's spreading his germs.
Yeah, I mean, the size of him, when he sneezes, it just hits everybody in the office. I think that's what it must be.
I know, I was with him last week. I can't believe I haven't got anything, but I'm sure that'll materialise.
Anyway, we've got a good distraction from the sniffles because Punchestown is a great card to look forward to today.
It is, yes. As you pointed out, three Grade 3 races, the pick of which is the Star Best for Racing Coverage Chase, the 4:15.
Yeah.
Giggingstan represented there, four out of the six runners. Goodness me. Give someone else a chance.
I know,
but yeah, that isn't as straightforward as it would appear at first glance.
No, maybe not. But it'll be exciting to see the likes of First Lieutenant back and Tofino Bay, who was admirably consistent last year. Roy Demy, who won this race last year as well. It's going to be an interesting race, though, isn't it?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, I think the betting's got this race. I think they've got it wrong in the sense that First Lieutenant, they priced him up basically on his Grade 1 winning efforts, but this is his first run, so I don't think that's factored into his price.
Okay, well, we'll move on to that later on in the card. That's the fifth race today, but the first race is the 2:15, and we start with a 2-mile maiden hurdle, and Salam Aleikum is the market leader this morning, 7-4 into 6-4 at the time of recording. Decent enough on the flat, a horse you'll have seen run at Dundalk on a number of occasions, Andy, and made a good start to life over hurdles as well, when second to Fantasy King last time, and Fantasy King's since gone on to finish second in another good handicap, so that form looks okay.
It looks okay, yeah. Nothing more than that. I wouldn't get too carried away with it. But at the same time, this isn't a particularly strong heat. So this is a good opportunity, you could argue, here for Salam Aleikum, who did, as you say, run well first time up at Navan. He's a big, long, striding horse that you'd imagine would be suited to a track such as this today. Ground is very crucial, however, to this horse. He's by Galileo, and all of his runs on the flat have been on a fast surface. So he won't want any more rain here at Punchestown. They had quite a bit yesterday. It was ideal for him first time out. He probably would have needed that experience. And the winner, as you said on that occasion, Fantasy King, once they boosted the form, but ran well enough to suggest that it was an OK race. He finished second off a mark of 110. So if we say Salam Aleikum ran to around about 110, that possibly represents a reasonable enough standard, considering Park Rangers, the other one with form, who's rated 106. So, albeit, I think he's got a favourite chance. I don't think he's by any stretch of the imagination a penalty kick. And I'm going to go against him here in the shape of a horse called Something Wonderful, another one of these gigging stand stud badgers. He ran a series of nice races last season. First time up, he just about got away with the victory. It was a race which was very slowly run. And Johnny King, who rode him on that occasion, was trying to dictate matters from the front. Unfortunately, he had a couple of horses that swooped by him off the home turn. But luckily enough, he managed to get back up in time as the other horses who went by him succumbed to the hill at Galway. He then got beat at Leopardstown, albeit by a couple of nice horses, Outlander and Poseidon Sea. And he absolutely hated that mucky ground that he raced on here at Punchestown on his last start in a bumper behind a turn and go at the festival. It was bottomless that day, and he just couldn't pick his feet up out of it. Roughed off since. Desi Hughes is also in good form. Again, another one of these horses that I think long-term will absolutely kill this lot later on in the season. Just whether he's fit enough to do himself justice first time. If he is, then I think he's good enough to win.
OK, moving on to the second race, and this is at 2:45. And we're into Grade 3 company for the first time this afternoon in this one. It's the Grable Mares Hurdle. It's over 2.25 miles, and we have an odds-on favourite in the shape of Kaylin Anam, who was even money this morning, but that's all been hoovered up. And she's coming here off the back of a hat-trick and chasing the four-time, Randy. She's definitely going the right way, but if it rains too much, she's going to probably struggle, isn't she?
Well, actually, I thought that last time out. I didn't tip her in Garen because I thought the ground might be too soft for her. But she coped with the conditions fine, so much so she beat the mudlark Jenny's Jewel, who amazingly got first runner. I thought Jenny's Jewel had won once she kicked to the front two hurdles from home. But to be fair to the Jessica Harrington runner, she gunned that horse down and actually in the end won quite cosily at the line. She had a really good turn of foot from two out to the last, and in particular on the running, to get by that useful individual. And they were well clear with the rest. The third, Little King Robin, ran well down in Limerick the other day behind Indy Van, so the form looks fairly believable. And with the yard continuing to flourish, you can see why many punters are looking to get with this mare, who's at the moment probably setting the standard with regards to mares only runners. Obviously, Willie Mullins will have something to say about that when he unleashes his big guns later on in the season. But it's very much striking while the iron's hot with this mare. This is a chance to get some well-deserved listed graded stroke black type, obviously being a mare. And to be fair, she looks as though she'd probably get away with it here. One interesting runner, perhaps, that maybe you want to have a look, maybe without the favourite or if you're doing some forecast combinations, that's also called Dayala, who caught my eye the other day in quite a decent race down in Tipperary, travelling really strongly in that race. Just got out, run round the top bend when the fancied horses quickened away. She wasn't particularly strongly fancied on that occasion, 16-1, but I think she can outrun her odds today. I think she's got some good flat form and the ground will be fine for her. So maybe she's one to have a look at her price, but it's all about Callan Allen. I'm certainly not going to desert her either today.
OK, on to the 3:15 next then, and we're into a handicap company for this. It's a 2.5 mile handicap hurdle and an open hurdle as well. It's 5-2 on the field. Golden Firth is the market leader this morning, but a little bit of a move as well on Ali Vic, who's 10-1 into 8-1 at bigger prices. Who do you like here, Andy?
Yeah, I can see why some punters would be keen to get with Ali Vic. I think Gary O'Brien on the ATO website has tipped that, so that's probably one of the reasons why that's gone. Lady of Glencoe money for that. That's also got good form around the track, so you can see the reasons behind those two punts this morning. I actually fancy a couple of individuals on my own without those two respectable horses in that race. I quite like the chances of Pizzoli catch me. I do think this horse has got a much better chance than his 14-1 quotes this morning. Edward O'Grady, his 11-year-old, has been struggling for the last 2 or 3 years, but the signs are actually quite bright that he could be capable of mixing in this slightly lower grade here. Off the evidence of his last two runs in the first-time visor at the Killarney, he ran quite well, finishing 9th in a very good race. That was a 0-126. 0-127 the other day. Finished 6th in a race down in Listowel, which is working out incredibly well. The winner, of course, has gone on to win since down in Garran, the horse called the Crafty Butcher. So he was up against it on that occasion. He went really well throughout that race, and I noticed he stayed on quite strongly on the running. The rain overnight would certainly suit Edward O'Grady's 11-year-old. And he's now in the 0-116, and he just scrapes into this race, being rated at 116. So if he's ever going to bounce back, today's the day, and I don't think he's a 14-1 chance. And the other one is a horse who's been tying in with that horse. Also, I've got a bit of time for them out in the Crafty Butcher. A horse called the Ballina Clash Worry, who finished 4th to Michael Horrigan's Charge down in Garran the other day. Now, he was banged there 2 out, but because they went such a good gallop on the last circuit, it was the fastest furlong per furlong time and the fastest circuit. It was a really good race, that Garran race. He just got tired in between 2 out and the last, and so much so that he faded quite badly. But up to that point, he was still banging, like I say, banged there. So, dropping back to 2.5 miles, obviously he's got no Crafty Butchers or no Curragh Vales in this race. I do think Ballina Clash Warrior also can outrun his odds. So my two against the field here at prices, I suggest we back them both each way, because I'm pretty sure one of them will be in the first four, is Catch Me and Ballina Clash Warrior.
Okay, good stuff. And as you said at the start of that piece, Andy, I needed to refresh my page, but Lady of Glencoe, another one for money as well, 8s into 5s. At the time of recording,
always refresh your page.
Yes, that's the one. Yeah,
it's nothing else.
Yeah, the 3:45 is the next race. It's another Grade 3. This one, this is the Buckhouse Novice Chase. It's over 2.25 miles, and another short price favourite. Art of Logistics is the even money favourite, and that's being backed from 6-5. Darwin's Fox is 7-4. It's then 5-1, barring those two. Do you see it as a bit of a match between the two, Andy?
Yeah, it looks that way. Yeah, don't really fancy San Gervais. He won a race down in Killarney, which probably Steps to Freedom threw away rather than anything else. So let's cast him aside. Yeah, it looks a good clash between the front two in the market. Two promising sorts. Darwin's Fox has obviously got the more experience, so that may stand him in better stead, you'd argue here. He's also a course winner, so that's good. And he's actually top of my speed figures as well. His last three runs have all been really good on the numbers. Particularly the last two wins over fences at Galway when he beat nearest to Pinanock, the Coraville, two horses who've both won since. And then he readily brushed aside a decent field in a Grade 3, probably a substandard Grade 3 to be fair, down in Roscommon the other day. But he travelled, he jumped and he quickened really smartly in the latter stages. And I actually think he's got probably more tactical speed than the favourite here, Arta Logistics, who was quite impressive on his chasing debut in a very slowly run race down in Garen when they went no gallop. And he powered through in the latter stages. I actually think probably towards the back end of the season, Arta Logistics may prove the better of these two, because I think he's probably got more upside in his profile, whereas Darwin's Fox is very much a here-and-now ready horse who is probably not going to be one of those horses that's going to be running strongly in the depths of winter when the ground changes. So I think while the ground's good, I'll stick with Henry de Bromhead's Charge. I've just got to stay low to my figures. He's the fastest horse I've got so far over fences in this field. So at 7-4, I've got to go with him.
Okay, on to the 4:15 next, the feature race of the day. It's the Star Best for Racing Coverage Chase. It's over 2 miles and 7 furlongs and is a Grade 3 contest. First Lieutenant heads the betting at 4-6. The Aintree Bowl winner also ran a good race in the Punchestown Gold Cup. Roy Demy won this race last year and is the 3-1 second favourite. Tofino Bay was the Troy Town winner, won a Grade 2 as well and finished second in the Big 4-miler at the Cheltenham Festival. He's 11-2. Noble Prince 12-1 with Tona Dudari and Shabra Charity completing the lineup at 66-1. A great race to look forward to, Andy, but you were just saying you're not too sure about First Lieutenant first time up.
Well, neither is Mouse Morris. He's gone on record in the paper today saying he's likely to need the run. He's got a long, hard season ahead of him. He's not going to leave it behind on his first effort. If he's good enough to win, I'm sure he'll win. But he certainly won't be knocked about by Davy Russell. I always have that at the back of my mind in these trials or these early season races where the big guns, the ones who've got the form on the board, always shoved in very, very short. But I'm not so sure myself. I really like the chances here of Roy Demy, who's virtually running a carbon copy campaign similar to the last one where he was virtually unbeaten through it. And he got the only time he really... ran badly, or you know, you could put a blot on his copybook, was first time out, and that was in that race that Size in Europe won 12 months ago, and he did exactly the same the other day. I don't think he was in contention for winning when he fell at the second last. That was the final ditch. Probably would have finished fourth maybe at best, but it's noticeable that he got beat 35 lengths by Size in Europe in that very same race 2 years ago before he came on to win this race. And like I say, probably would have been beaten maybe 5 to 10 lengths at that best. So I actually think he, if he would have stayed on his feet, he would have definitely improved upon that run the year before. So he comes in here arguably in better shape. He's 3-5 at the track. He's won this race last year. He's got the run under his belt, albeit he fell at the second last. But, he run a good 2.5 miles, or 2.3 miles at a very, very strong pace. So I think he's the one to beat here, Roy Demy. I'm amazed how they bet this race this morning. 4-6, 3-1, that's a joke. I mean, he should be a lot shorter than that. I think Tofino Bay will probably want a stiffer test of stamina, or stiffer test of stamina throughout the winter. I think he's probably more of a 3.5 miles, 3 Estes chase kind of horse, or a horse for a national somewhere along the line, because he's just a relentless galloper, Tofino Bay, and he does want soft or heavy ground. And Tona Dudari is, albeit he's been in good form, he's very much a horse who's been taking care of summer jumping horses. So I think the two horses will definitely dominate here from the Gigging Standard operation, First Lieutenant Roy Demy. But with fitness on his side, and the prospect here of probably this being his big race of the season, Roy Demy, I'd definitely go with him at 3-1.
Okay. On to the sixth race and the penultimate race of the day. This is the 4:45, and this is a handicap chase over 3 miles and 1 furlong. And we're going 13-2 the field in this morning, and it's Cool Warrior that heads that betting and has been back from 8s into 13-2. Happy New Year, 9s into 7s. Same for Bandala Blur. Don't tell De Purty is 8s into 7-1. It's 15-2 for Sonic Beat, 9s for Close Review, and then 11-1 or bigger prices. The rest, Western Star, is a non-runner in this one.
Yeah, I think a good majority of those market moves this morning are, if you like, adjustments, really, because Western Star is a non-runner, so bookmakers are just tinkering around with our odds in this morning. I don't think there's any great cash for this anything in this race at the moment. My two against the field here, I'll keep it short and sweet, are the two course winners, Happy New Year and Cool Warrior. Cool Warrior, a former hunter-chaser, who has been mixing it in the rules in recent times, and He managed to get his head in front last time out at Roscommon, which is the first time he's ever won away from Punchestown. Punchestown is a track where this horse has gone well in the past. I think he's won one of those either Banks races or races restricted to local horses here at Punchestown, if my memory serves me correct. So he's one definitely to have on your side. And the other one is Happy New Year, who ran a blinder the other day in a very hot race over hurdles at the Galway Festival. He's managed to finish eighth behind the likes of Call Me Bubbles, Shamaran, Security Breach, etc. It was a race at Fiery Oscar, was fifth in. Of course, that won at Listowel next time out. So Oliver McKeown, as a nine-year-old, was certainly in deep there. He's certainly casting his net in much calmer waters here. And he goes back over fences, a track where he's run well before over fences. I think he was second to the Digout way back in the day in his novice chase day. So he's certainly got plenty of backlash to be competitive here. He's in good form, even though his form figures suggest otherwise. And I think around about 7 or 8 to 1, he also, along with Cool Warrior, should give you a good bit of fun in that race.
OK, and the final race is the 5.15. It's race 7 on the card, and we finish with a 2-mile bumper, and market usually informative in bumpers, and it's Outlawed Tunes who heads the betting, the 5-4 market leader. Turf Fire is 4-1. 6-1 for I'll Take It From Here. Oh, Lucky Them is 7s. 10-1 for Flaming Dawn, and then 16-1 or bigger prices the rest. So a bit of a short price favourite in the shape of Outlawed Tunes, Andy, but it comes here off one running point to points, and it was a successful one as well.
Yes, interesting runner, isn't he, Outlaw Tunes? On several counts, obviously, represents powerful connections. Noel Mead, Kingstown Stud, Nina Carby booked. Just a little bit concerned that he didn't actually make the grade enough to go into the stable tour that Noel Mead did on Tuesday. I had a good look for him. He put a series of bumper horses in there. He actually put down nine or ten bumper horses. And this horse didn't actually get in there. So he's obviously not one of the stable stars. Interesting, he's got the hood on for the first time as well. I'm not sure why he's got that contraption on, but there you go. Been put in conservatively this morning, as all Noel Mead, stroke Gingenstown Stud horses are. There's not a lot for me to say about this race other than look at the market. I know that there's a bit of money for this money for Turf Fire, who's nicely bred by Singspiel from the Dermot Weld stable. Bobby McNamara on board. And obviously Dermot Weld's got a terrific record like Noel Mead in these kind of races. Those are obviously the main two. Interestingly, Noel Mead took this race with a horse called Heck Thomas last year. Now, Heck Thomas, I don't think, won a race thereafter. So, as I'm probably intimating, I think Outlaw Tunes is going to be one of the stable stars. He's obviously going to be a 3-mile chaser in time. It's up to you whether you think 5-4 is a great, good enough price to get involved. I'd certainly be sitting out and probably just watching this race. But, yeah, he'd be the nominal choice if I had to put a selection up.
OK. Let's have a quick summary of your selections then, Andy, if you wouldn't mind spinning us through them one more time.
OK, I think the best horse in the first race is Something Wonderful. Hopefully he'll prove me right and be fit enough to do himself justice on his seasonal reappearance. I'll stick with Canon Anim in the 2.45, albeit the price looks a little bit skinny now at odds on. 3.15, 2 against the field. The big class dropper here for me is Catch Me. I'm thinking he'll outrun his odds. And also Ballin the Clash Warrior ran in a very good race down in Garran the other day. Those two against the field at 12-1 respectively. Hopefully Darwin's Fox will put his experience to good use against a very promising RT Logistics in the Buckhouse Novices Chase. Good race between the two. My nap of the day is Roy Demee at the odds in the 4.15. 3-1 for him is a very good price to repeat last year's victory. Two against the field in the 4.45. Happy New Year and Cool Warrior, two course winners. And the race, last race is just for watching really purposes. But Outlaw Tunes obviously is the one to beat, just by the market.
Fantastic. Thank you very much, Andy. It should be a great day at Punchestown this afternoon. Enjoy the action and good luck with those selections.
And it's Dundalk tomorrow.
It is. You can barely contain your excitement.
Yes. I'm looking already. Can't wait for the decks to come out.
Nice one. Thank you very much, Andy. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Cheers, mate.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.